Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Like Switch, an ex-FBI agent's guide to influencing, attracting, and winning people over by Dr. Jack Schaefer with Dr. Marvin Carlins. Read by George Newbern.
A PDF containing the photographs and test referred to herein accompanies this program. The Like Switch. How to Turn People On to You. When you hear FBI, you likely don't think the friendly Bureau of Investigation. But my 20 years as an agent specializing in behavioral analysis enhanced my ability to quickly read people and gave me a unique understanding of human nature and shared human behaviors. And my work, which ranged from convincing people to spy on their own country to identifying perpetrators and convincing them to confess, allowed me to develop many incredibly powerful methods for getting people to trust me, often without me saying a word. In my role as behavioral analyst for the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Program, I developed strategies to recruit spies and make friends out of sworn foes. In other words, I developed specific skills and techniques that could turn an enemy of the United States into a friend who was willing to become a spy for America. My profession boiled down to getting people to like me. My work with Vladimir, I have changed the names and identifying characteristics of those I discussed and have created some composites to best illustrate what my work has demonstrated, illustrates this point well. Vladimir had illegally entered the United States to commit espionage. He was caught in possession of classified defense documents. As an FBI special agent, I was assigned to interview Vladimir. At our first meeting, he made a vow not to speak to me under any circumstances. I then began the process of countering his defiance by simply sitting opposite him and reading a newspaper. But at a carefully planned time, I deliberately folded the newspaper and left without saying a word. Day after day and week after week, I sat across from him and read the newspaper while he remained mute, handcuffed to a nearby table. Finally, he asked why I kept coming daily to see him. I folded the newspaper, looked at him, and said, "Because I want to talk to you." I immediately returned the newspaper to the upright position and continued reading, ignoring Vladimir. After a while, I got up and left, without saying another word. On the following day, Vladimir again asked me why I came every day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?